Pope Benedict XVI today renewed his condemnation of the violation of the rights of the child, particularly by members of the Church. In a discourse to the Pontifical Council for the Family, he also announced the preparation of a guidebook for marriage, as Charles Collins reports.
The 19th Plenary Assembly of the Council for the Family is focused on the rights of the child and marks the 20th anniversary of the Convention on the Rights of the Child adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 1989.
La vostra assemblea plenaria ha per tema i diritti dell'infanzia.
Pope Benedict reminded the members of the Council that the child is the role model given by Jesus for those entering into the kingdom of heaven. The Holy Father said the family, founded on the marriage of a man and a woman, is the greatest help that can be offered a child. He said the maternal and paternal figures are complementary in raising children and in building their personality and identity. He said married couples should never lose sight of the underlying meaning and sacramental character of their marriage covenant, and they should strengthen it by hearing the Word of God, prayer, dialogue, mutual acceptance, and mutual pardon. He reminded his listeners that the separation of parents by divorce is not without consequence for the children, and that supporting the unity and stability of the family is the best way to protect the rights and genuine needs of the child. Pope Benedict also urged the Council in its work to provide a guide for marriage preparation, saying it is more necessary now than ever. The Holy Father also said the Church has always promoted the protection and dignity of the rights of children.
Purtroppo in diversi casi.
He said, unfortunately, in several cases, some of the members of the Church, acting in line with this commitment, have violated those rights. He said the Church cannot fail to deplore and condemn such behavior. I'm Charles Collins.